Community. Das sind unsere Geschichten.
Professor Yoshioka, I'm very happy that you have the time to share a few things with us. Welcome to the university. Welcome to Leoben.
Thank you.
My first question would be, what brought you to be a professor in geoenergy production engineering?
Well, I was always interested in the topic of energy and environment, and it impacts all of us. And I studied resources and environmental engineering for my bachelor, and that time I was in Japan. And towards the end of my bachelor study, I had also another desire to broaden my experience, and I wanted to go abroad. And then I talked to one of the professors, and then he had connection in US. And then what he told me was that if you studied petroleum engineering, you could get scholarship and so on. And then, it's easy, easy for me to go to study in the United States. So I took his advice, and then I started petroleum engineering study in Texas. And then before I went there, I was not particularly interested in oil and gas per se. But I liked engineering, and I was also interested in living and studying in the US. So I took that, and then I went to Texas. And after my PhD there, I got a job in the petroleum industry, and then I worked there for over 10 years. And then I was always interested in academia, so I wanted to go back to academia or one more research field. And then I had the opportunity to work in a national lab in Germany, and I was a research institute for environmental research. Mm-hmm. So I took that position 5 years ago. Then my last 5 years, I was not, in Germany, there's no petroleum. So I was away from the petroleum industry. And then I was doing research for environmental science for the last 5 years. And I very much enjoy doing research, but I always thought that I wanted to have a bigger impact than mm-hmm. than just doing my own research. And then when I thought about it, I wanted to be part of education as well, to have more impact than in younger generation. Then so I was looking for some faculty position in university, and then that's when I came across this position in Leoben. Yeah, and the position sounded very interesting. So it was about geoenergy production engineering. So when I was in the petroleum industry, I always felt this complicated feelings that I very much enjoyed, engineering and problem solving. But I also wanted to feel good about what mm-hmm. I do. I took this position in Environmental Research Institute in Germany. And it was very challenging, but I was surprised that I could survive. Well, I did more than survive. But I was surprised. And then I thought, my experience or my past is a testimony to those people in the petroleum industry or the students, that what we do, what we study, the skill sets can be applied to many different fields. And not only to produce oil and gas, but produce other type of energy, or to utilize subsurface for environmental protection or renewable energy even. I wanted to transfer that my experiences and skill sets to younger generation. So then that's how I came here. Sorry, it's a long, very long answer.
So you have a lot of experience. Yeah. Obviously, you have worked and studied in different fields. Could you explain us now what your scientific focus is and your field of research?
Yeah, I always worked in an interdisciplinary area. So mm-hmm. yeah, as I mentioned, I studied petroleum engineering. But when I was in the last 5 years, I was doing pretty much the area so-called computational science, or maybe computational mechanics. And then I worked with software developers, computer scientists, mathematicians. So I was pretty much involved in this kind of software development, subsurface, the computation of the subsurface processes. And then when I was in the industry, what I was doing is so-called geomechanics or computational geomechanics. So when we change some conditions in subsurface, so we change pressure or we take out some mass or we increase some mass, change the temperature, and then how that impacts in the subsurface, whether it's safe to do it or whether it breaks something. So in subsurface, we cannot see under our feet. We are not able to see it. Well, we can drill well, but our ability to visualize subsurface is very limited.
Mm-hmm.
So we use computer models to simulate what will happen if we change some conditions. That is mainly my scientific focus. It's essentially to simulate and predict what happens in subsurface when we change something. While I was in Germany, my applications, research applications are mainly on geothermal energy development and also underground energy storage. So underground energy storage is, I think it's becoming, well, it has become very important this year. Well, we can store natural gas, but also we can store hydrogen, for example. And then, first we have to find a space to store such energy subsurface. But then, another question is it safe to store a gas? Whether we will break something underneath, and then if it breaks, then it can you know, it can come to us. So that's another focus of my research. And then the waste disposal, or waste storage. So
okay.
Waste by waste, I mean like CO2, for example, mm-hmm. or nuclear waste. That is a very important subject in Germany. Not so much in Austria, but...
Interesting. Mm-hmm. So you have also various fields of research.
Mm-hmm.
What will your main focus be when teaching here students at Montan Universität Leoben?
Okay, so the first semester, I'm teaching some courses, but they're already designed before I came, so I don't have much much freedom to change it. But when I teach to students, so I have a mixed experience in, mm-hmm. in industry and in academia. So I like students to know what would be the use of things that they are learning. So I like to mix both practice and theory. And then also, I always want to associate them with implications in our real life. And when I studied petroleum engineering, as I said, I was not particularly interested, but one of my homework, we are asked to do some calculation. And then, so we solve some equations and so on, and then we get some answer. And then when I take, say, heat transfer class, my answer is temperature is this much, like 30 degrees C or something like that. But when I took petroleum engineering class, my answer was like 1,000 barrels a day production, something like that. And then, 1,000 barrel a day of production means how much money you make and so on. And that implication in real life was interesting to me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I was I was drawn into petroleum engineering field in the beginning. So when I teach, I also want to emphasize such real life implication in learning.
That is a very good input, because mm-hmm. my next question will be,
mm-hmm.
how do we prepare students for such a rapidly changing industry
mm-hmm.
as the petroleum industry is right now?
Yes. So you are right. Our society is changing, and energy perspective is changing rapidly. So preparation, right? So, but if you think about myself and many people, and even in industry, we don't use the same knowledge or same skill set that we acquired during the university time per se. So my time is already a long time ago. Even after graduation, we constantly have to get our new knowledge, new skill set. In a sense, what I teach really is not important, but I like to prepare students to be able to learn, the ability to learn new things. So let's say, you know, I can teach them how to program in Python now, but I didn't learn Python in my school. I did not hear about Python in my time in the school, but I can use Python now. I got that skill set, after graduation. I was also taught to program in another language where I was taught programming Fortran, and then I transfer that skill set to learn some other language. So that's one example. But, well, it's a bit sad, but, many of the things that we learn in the university are not, well, of course they are useful, but, it's not enough. We always have to get, we always have to learn more things. But, I want to prepare students to have this, ability to learn and ability to think critically. That's my goal.
So to acquire a certain set of mind and how to approach new things, basically.
Right, yeah.
That's a very good point. Also, for prospective students, this might be very interesting because a lot of young people are afraid to dive into this industry, to dive into this field of research. What would you tell them if they're interested, but they're like, do I have a future in this industry? What would you like to tell them?
Energy is a commodity for humankind, and we will always need it. And whether we will use oil and gas, well, it's a question, but the answer will be yes, unfortunately. But at the same time, we have to combat climate change. And to combat climate change, we also can play a big role. That's my belief, and then I think I'm also right. But without using subsurface, we cannot address the problem of climate change. For example, CO2 storage, CO2 underground storage of CO2. All the scenarios of ICPP includes this CO2 sequential in underground, and without it, we cannot remove enough CO2 from the atmosphere. So that's one example. And also, as I mentioned earlier, this energy storage. So that is another area that will be more and more important, and then other waste storage. So the usage of subsurface is very crucial in climate change, and well, in addition to oil and gas production. So for some time, you know, probably it may be easier to get a job in petroleum industry to do oil and gas. But as I said, the ability to adapt, ability to learn new things. So we can apply very similar skill set. And then, you know, we should adapt, the students should adapt, or we should adapt to new challenges. And yeah, that's my message. Looking into the future.
Well, talking about new challenges and adapting, when looking into the future, what do you think will be the biggest challenges for us as a society?
The impact of climate change, for example, some time ago, we are thinking as if that will happen sometime in future, but we started already feeling the impact. We started seeing the damages and the economical damages. The time, the window is closed. The window for our action is closing down as well. So yeah, that'll be the new challenges. And I'm not sure if I can offer a good solution, but as I said, you know, as an engineer, you know, we have all the skill sets, and yeah, we should just apply our skill sets for those challenges. The energy transition and greener energy and CO2 sequestration. There's no single single bullet. A silver bullet solution, but we have to do all of them. And the student of petroleum engineering or geoenergy engineering can apply their skill sets for this challenge. And I think we can contribute to the solution.
So you're positive.
Yes. Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
And last but not least, I think probably the students would like to know more about you, where you come from, where are your roots.
Yeah.
Maybe you tell us a little bit about yourself,
hobbies,
interests, and so on. I think that's always nice to know.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, well, as probably you could guess from my name, I came from Japan. I was born and raised in Japan and, until my university time. And then after my university, I went to US. Well, I went to Texas. Then, the most of my adult life I spent in Texas. Yeah. So school, I went to, the University of Texas and Texas A&M University. And, I mentioned that I went to Germany 5 years ago, but, another reason is I got married to a German while I was in US, and then we had a child. After we had a child, we thought we should go to either Germany or Japan. And then I found a job in Germany first. So I went to Germany, but also I was interested in academia. So it was a good choice for me. Yeah. And then, so 5 years in Germany, then just 2 weeks ago, I came to Austria.
Well, thank you so much for your time. I hope you will enjoy your time here in Austria and in Neum, and you will adapt. Well, you've already had some experience with Germany. Of course, Austria is a little different, but I wish you all the best for your research and for your teaching. Yeah. And thank you so much for your time.
Montanuniversität Leoben. Alles außergewöhnlich.